Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life. Keys of life.
Axel Jawadi talks about the various keys of life and has brought about this book to be a companion for the very famous Mafatil Jiran, where one is a tool or the keys for paradise, and this book, of course, are the keys of life.
The Keys of Life, a program designed to tell you that what Islam gives you will help get you home with joy and faithfulness. So, well, listen to
The Keys of Life.
The world is a very, very big house, many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up, we must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zayed Al-Salami.
A few years ago I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah al-Uzma al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Chapter 7 is an interesting topic, talking about clothes and the etiquette of dressing. The whole point about what it is that Islam says as far as the adab, the etiquette of clothing and dressing, is that Muslims should, number one, make sure that you are wearing clean clothes, that your clothes are clean, that the quality is good. You know, these are the 4 points that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli says. He says, important point from based on summarizing these ahadith. Number one, nadafa, cleanliness. Number two, that you choose good quality clothes. Number three, that you stay simple, be simple. You know, you can choose a good quality piece of clothing that ranges in a reasonable price. Doesn't hit into the thousands, which is far from being reasonable. You know, I don't want to mention brands and things like that, or even currencies, you know, but we understand that this is something reasonable. That is not reasonable in any way. So that level of basata and that level of simplicity in life, or sada zist, as Sheikh Jawadi Amuli says, is always important for us to remember, which is point number three. So cleanliness, good qualities, simplicity. And fourth is to avoid extravagance and wasting. Don't go after luxury. Oppose what it is that Ahlul Kitab wear. Now, of course, here there's an explanation that's given where Sheikh Jawadi mentions that, and at that time, Ahlul Kitab, they would wear something that resembles a boot that would be very, very long and these kind of things. And Muslims, they should be showing themselves in that kind of sense where, you know, they are proud to have their heritage, their culture, their things like that. And they shouldn't be wearing clothes that resemble another identity. That's the important thing here. You know, nowadays, does wearing a pair of pants or a buttoned up shirt resemble Ahlul Kitab? The answer is no. So some of these ahadith, or if you were to wear boots, for example, these days, does it resemble Ahlul Kitab? The answer is no. So we need to understand these ahadith within the correct context of Zaman and Makan as well. You know, that's an important point for us to always remember. You know, when it does come to certain things, is it appropriate for you to be wearing? You know, I always remember the, you know, famous kind of Arabic proverb, and my father used to always say this to me regularly. He says, eat that which you like, this Arabic proverb, eat that which you like and wear that which others approve of. you know, because you're always going to be there out there in the public. You know, you don't want to be wearing certain things where you are going to put yourself in a situation where people will start talking bad about you or maybe even backbiting you.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and this is also very, very interesting as well, you know, and that goes to the whole, all the details of these beautiful ahadith. He says, فَإِذَا نَزَعَ أَحَدُكُمْ ثَوْبَهُ فَلْيَطْوِهِ. If you take off your clothes, you should fold it. You know, when you're taking your piece of clothing off, don't just take it off. Fold, when you're taking it off, fold it as well. You know, be neat, be tidy. Okay, here, again, here it's talking about your shoes. What are you wearing on your feet? The hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, وَلْيُجَوِّدَ الْحِذَاءَ وَلْيُخَفِّفَ الرِّدَاءَ. You should wear أَجْوَدُ الْحِذَاء. You should wear a good quality piece, a pair of shoes. وَلْيُخَفِّفَ الرِّدَاء. And wear something light when it comes to your shirt, when your clothes. Long hadith from Imam al-Ridha salamullahi alayhi, where he says that when you are wearing your clothes, you should start wearing it from your right side. You know, it's the mustahab, start wearing it from your right side. And when you are wearing something new, you should recite Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr 10 times and Qul huwallahu ahad 10 times, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun 10 times. And very interesting hadith that speaks about how we look at clothes as well, as far as appreciating what it is that a person wears. Now, what type of clothing or what color clothing should a person wear? We know that it is makruh to wear black, except if it is for hijab, except if it is for mourning, especially for mourning of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and except if it is a aba'ah, if it's a cloak, or except if it's a turban, a imamah as well. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, لَيْسَ مِن لِبَاسِكُمْ شَيْءٌ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ الْبَيَاضِ. There is nothing better as far as cloth color is concerned. There is nothing better than to wear white. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time. Memories fade like a dusty windowpane, and you can't see your past no more. The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be there.